Praise the Lord, my dear friend, and let me once again welcome you to your most favorite program, The Pentecost Hour, proudly sponsored by the Church of Pentecost Headquarters. Today, historically, is a significant day for Christians all over the world, celebrating the resurrection of Christ from the dead. And we are privileged to have once again Apostle S.Y. Entry, the current head of the Takwa area of the Church of Pentecost, focusing on the resurrection of Christ.
Praise the Lord and good morning. I want to thank the Lord for a resurrection morning, a morning that we can come together as Christians, believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, to reflect on the fact that our Savior, Jesus Christ, He died, was buried. And 3 days, He rose again. He rose and has become for us the sign, the sure sign that the resurrection is real. So let me speak to you about the power of Jesus' resurrection and how it relates to the believer. And I'm going to read Paul's letter to the Philippians chapter 3 and the verse 10. Paul's letter to the Philippians chapter 3 and the verse 10. And it reads, to know him, or that I may know him, and the power of resurrection, and the fellowship of his suffering, being conformed to his death. Oh, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. This was the desire of the Apostle Paul, that he may know him and the power of his resurrection and to be conformed to his death. And I believe that we can all reflect upon this. There is a song that I love so much. This song says, my spirit magnify the Lord, and my soul praise his name. For death could not hold him captive, even in the grave he is Lord. For death could not hold him captive, even in the grave Jesus is Lord. Beloved of God, one of the greatest things that has happened in the affairs of men since creation started, Adam sinned and rebelled against God, was the fact that God in his love intervened in the affairs of men. Men were miserable and were solely giving themselves to sin. Humanity had fallen to the lowest level. But God decided to intervene in the life of humanity by giving his only begotten son to die to pay for the sins of man. So by his death on the cross, he has paid for our sins. And through all those who come to him, they become children of God. What a good news that man who was cast away from God can come to Jesus and become a child of God. He died. He was buried. But the good news is that Jesus Christ did not remain in the grave. He lay in the grave for 3 days, conquered death and Hades, and woke up victorious, demonstrating his power over death. And so I'm simply going to share with you certain things that we see, the power, how this resurrection power influences or benefits those of us who have believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. And the first point is that we have been raised together with Christ. Once you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 to 6, and I read Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 to 6, taking it from the New Living Translation. Once you were dead, doomed forever because of your many sins, you once used to live like just like the rest of the world, full of sin, obeying Satan, the mighty prince of the power of the air. He is a spirit at work in the hearts of those who refuse to obey God. All of us used to live that way, following the passions and desires of our evil nature. We were born with an evil nature, and we were under God's anger, just like everyone else. Verse 4 says, but God, and he's so rich in mercy, and he loved us so very much, that even while we were dead because of our sins, he gave us life when he raised Christ from the dead. Hallelujah. It is only by God's special favor that you have been saved. For he raised us from the dead along with Christ, and we are seated with him in the heavenly realms, all because we are one with Jesus Christ. So the good news here is that if you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, we were dead in sin. Once we accept Jesus Christ, we are raised from the dead. And this is just by the grace of God. We are raised along with Christ, and we are seated with him in the heavenly realm, all because we are one with Jesus Christ. We are united with him. And so we become part of him. And so we have been raised from the dead. We are no longer under the subject of death. We are not subjected to death, but we have been raised with Jesus Christ. And we sit with him in the heavenly places. And what does that suggest to you? Bible suggests or states very clearly in Ephesians chapter 1 that Jesus, all things have been put under his feet. All things, all power in heaven, in hell, wherever, has been put under his feet. And if we are seated with him, then all things are also under our hands. Praise the Lord. Colossians 3, 1-3. Again, I take it from the New Living Translation. Since you have been raised with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits at God's right hand in a place of honor and power. Let heaven fill your thoughts. Do not think only about things down here on earth, for you died when Christ died, and your real life is hidden with Christ in God. So as believers who have believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, as people who have died to sin and have been raised together with him, we are being urged that the things that should fill our thoughts be heaven. We shouldn't think about things down here. It's good to plan your life. What will I eat and everything? But don't let that fill your thoughts. For remember that as a Christian, you died when Christ died, and your real life is hidden with Christ in God. And so we have been raised with Christ. Again, let me say that by being raised together with him, certain benefits have come to us. And the first one is that we have a new life. If you are a sinner, you are in the old life. But when you accept Jesus Christ and you recognize that I was dead, now I've been raised with him, then benefits that come, the first one is a new life. We don't live in the old life again. And Apostle Paul, writing to Timothy, 2 Timothy 1, verse 9 to 10 says, it is God who saved us and chose us to live a holy life. He did this not because we deserve it, but because that was his plan long before the world began, to show his love and kindness to us through Christ Jesus. And now he has made all this plain to us by the coming of Jesus Christ, our Savior, who broke the power of death and showed us the way to everlasting life through the good news. Hallelujah. So we have been given a new life, a holy life. We are supposed to live this life because Christ Jesus has given us a holy life. Not because we deserve it, but God had planned it to show his love and kindness to us through Christ Jesus. And now, having revealed it to us, the Bible is urging us that the power of death has been broken, and God has shown us into this everlasting life through Christ Jesus. So let this life shine in you as a Christian this Easter. Show the world that you have a new life. The old life of sin is gone. Begin to live a new life. Again, what have we been raised with Christ has given us a new birth. We mean giving birth. We have a new birth. And that's what we refer to as the born-again experience. We have been given a new birth. Our forgiveness means that we've been given a new birth First Peter chapter 1, verse 3. 1 Peter 1, 3 again reads, all honor to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. For it is by his boundless mercy that God has given us the privilege of being born again. The privilege of being born again. Now we live with a wonderful expectation because Jesus Christ rose again from the dead. Hallelujah. We've been given birth, a new birth, a new birth. And the gospel in John chapter 1 and the verse 12 says it very clearly that to those who accepted him, to those who believed on his name, he gave them the right to be the children of God, the right to become the children of God. So we have become the children of God, being given a new life, a new life. The old life is gone, and we've been given a new life. We are no longer under the life of sin that we used to have, but we have been born again into righteousness. We've been born again into righteousness. And this is good news for us who have believed that we have been born. We are children born not of natural descent or of human decision or husband's will, but born of God, by born of God. And that is what the Bible says in John chapter 1 and the verse 12 and 13. To those who have believed in him, we have been made the children of God, not born of natural descent, nor human decision, nor a husband's will, but we have been born of God. So, beloved, you have a new life, and let that life shine. Again, we have been given a new beginning, a new beginning. The old is gone, and the new has come. And this is a gift that God has given to us. 2 Corinthians 5:17. What this means is that those who become Christian become new persons. They are no more the same anymore, for the old life is gone. A new life has begun. That is how it is rendered in a New Living Translation of the Bible. So the old life is gone. A new life has begun. So what this means is that people must begin to see a change in our life. May I announce to you that another benefit of being raised together with Jesus is that we have been given victory over Satan. Victory over Satan. Many Christians live their lives as if they are pawns in the hands of the devil. They live as if they are defeated and that, you know, everything is against them. But may I announce to you that when you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, he granted you victory over Satan. The Bible states clearly in 1 John chapter 4, verse 4, again taking it from the New Living Translation, but you belong to God, my dear children. You have already won your fight with these false prophets because the spirit who lives in you is greater than the spirit who lives in the world. The spirit in you is greater than the spirit. The one in you is greater than the one in the world. And therefore, you have victory over Satan. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4 and 5. 1 John 5, 4 and 5 reads, for every child of God defeats this world, this evil world, by trusting Christ to give the victory. That's how we overcome the world, when we believe that Jesus Christ has given us birth, giving birth to us, and we no longer are under the dominion of Satan. What a great news that is. Who have believed. Everyone born of God overcomes the world. There's a victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. And the Bible asks, who is it that overcomes the world? Only the one who believes that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. May I announce to you that you have defeated the devil. You have victory over the devil. And this is because you have believed on the Lord Jesus Christ as the Son of God. So, as a Christian, take heart and know that you have overcome the things of this world. You have overcome Satan. You have overcome. You are not under his dominion any longer. You have overcome. You have come out. So live as someone who is victorious. Again, I just want to point out to you that not only the resurrection of Jesus Christ giving you power over Satan, but he has given even authority over him. And the Bible reads from the NIV of 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 21 and 22. 1 Peter 3, 21 and 22. And this water symbolizes baptism that now saves you also. Not the removal of death from the body, but the pledge of a clear conscience towards God. He saves you by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God with angels, authorities, and powers in submission to him. So Jesus Christ has gone into heaven. The Bible says that we are saved by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God with angels, authorities, and powers in submission to him. So that Jesus Christ, who's giving you victory, that Jesus Christ you have believed, to him everything is subjected to. And so being saved by his resurrection, we have all these things submitted to us. We have power and we have authority over Satan. And therefore, you can command Satan to leave you alone and Satan leaves you alone. May we not live like someone who has no authority. Maybe a lanky policeman standing in the middle of the road, you know, and big trucks coming. You could say that those trucks could run over him, but he stands there and raises his hand and the big truck is forced to screech to a halt because he has come in to meet an authority. It doesn't matter the smallness of the policeman, but because he's an authority and because of the crown that he wears, that power has to subject itself to him. In the same way, my brother, my sister, you have Jesus Christ who's going to heaven for you. He sits at the right hand of the throne. He has all powers subjected to him. They are all in submission to him. And therefore, they are in submission to you. Lastly, let me say that you have power over Satan. You have power over Satan. I've talked about victory. We have victory over him because we have believed. And by our faith, we have been given the victory. We have authority over him because Jesus Christ is going into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the throne. And all powers are subjected to him. You also have power over him. You have power over Satan. Ephesians 1, 18 to 23. Ephesians 1, 18 to 23. The NIV reads, I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and his incomparable great power for us who believe. That power is like the working of his mighty strength, which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every title that can be given, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under his feet, and I appointed him to be head over everything in the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. Hallelujah. Power over Satan. The scripture I just read is a prayer for every believer that our hearts, the eyes of our heart, our understanding will be enlightened so that we will know the hope to which God has called us. You have been called to a living hope. You have been called to a living hope. And again, to know the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and to know the incomparable great power of Jesus Christ, which works for us who believe. And the Apostle Paul, in writing this, compares this power that works for us, that it is the same power that God exerted when he raised Christ from the dead. That power, that resurrection power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead 3 days in the grave is the same power that is working for us. And what more do you seek? You have power over Satan. You have power over the things of this world. He said that power that is working for you is like the working of God's mighty strength, which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly realms. And to give it a further description of what it means, he says that it's far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, every title that can be given, not only in this age, but in the one to come. So we have power. Power over principalities and powers, dominion, everything. What is it that you are afraid of? Today, I have news for you that the Bible assures you that you have power over these things. Christ has placed all things under the feet of Christ. And since we read in Ephesians chapter 2 that you are seated in him, him who has been appointed head over everything for the church, then you also have all power under your feet. Satan belongs under your feet. You, sickness is under your feet. Sin is under your feet. You are an overcomer. You are an overcomer. This day, I want to ask you, what is it that you are afraid of? What is it that is frightening you? What is it that you want to run away from? What is it that is making it seems like God doesn't love you? I have news for you. You have the power of the resurrection awaiting you. That same power that raised Jesus from the dead is there for you. Are you sick? I want you to place your hand wherever that sickness is as I pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray, binding every sickness that is in the heart of this brother, this sister that is listening to me right now, and who out of obedience has placed a hand in the place where he's sick, and I'm releasing the power of the Holy Spirit right now to touch him or her, wherever he is. Father, I proclaim healing through the resurrected power of Jesus Christ. I proclaim deliverance in Jesus' name. I proclaim him healed because of the power of the resurrection. Amen. And if you haven't accepted Jesus Christ, may I give you this opportunity to accept him into your life that he may be your Lord and Savior. You can pray this simple prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I accept that I am a sinner, but I've learned that you died for my sins and you have resurrected. And you have all power. Therefore, I invite you, come into my heart. Jesus, be my Lord and my Savior. I will live for you. Oh, may your resurrection power also work for me. In Jesus' name have I prayed. And thank you that you have listened to my prayer. Amen. So, beloved of God, having listened to me, I want to say, Shalom. May God be with you. May you enjoy the peace and the love of God this Easter season. Amen.
Thank you so much for being part of this edition of Pentacles Hour, proudly sponsored by the Church of Pentacles headquarters. Today, the Resurrection Day, that we are remembering the power thereof, the victory thereof, that Christ has won for the church. If you are not part of this celebration, let me give you this opportunity to allow Christ into your life. When Christ comes into your life, and you die, you will also resurrect. So wherever you listen to Pentacles Hour and you haven't given your life to Christ Jesus, let me give you this opportunity. Kindly repeat these words after me. Lord Jesus, I accept you today as my Lord and personal Savior. I'll live for you all the days of my life. So help me, God. God richly bless you. And if you have said a prayer, kindly call 024-767-9833. 024-767-9833. Yes, my dear friend, I am Daniel Ni Tetetaki. Let the day today really bring blessing unto you. Let your focus be on Christ, the victory on the cross. Yes.